Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison. Hi, I'm waving to y'all. And thank you so much for tuning into my show this evening. You all know, I am taking a hiatus. I'm going on vacation. It's not a goodbye. It's goodbye for now. And I've just decided to kind of take some time off from BBS and take some time off from radio. And I it's just something that's personal. I've got a book to write. I've got classes to teach. And, you know, I just want to focus my energy totally in that direction. It's going to be a tough night for me. I got to say, it's going to be tough. I have received tons of emails today from my listeners, and God bless my listeners, such a loyal and faithful and wonderful audience, and such nice things that they said to me. And they started coming in this morning, and they just all day long, every time I opened up my email, there was more. And it just honestly made me tearful. I was like, wow. And to know that you all really got that much out of the show and that you enjoyed it that much, and there was really some wonderful messages that you received, and that meant so much for me that all of you took the time and you shot me an email, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciated that. It really kind of made me feel like all this work for the last 5 years has been for something. And, you know, I started on BBS June 12th, 2006, a long time ago. And I got to say, I listened back to my first show, and I got to say, what a dork I was, okay? I think I've grown a little bit in the 5 years. Let's just put it that way. I was definitely, my nerves and my stress of, you know, trying to pull off a radio show was definitely showing in that first episode. So there's 5 years of archives, and I really hope I'm going to talk about some of the shows that we've done on Visible by Numbers, and maybe point you in that direction to maybe listen back to some of them. But let me talk about BBS just for one moment, okay? I think everybody that calls into the show and everyone, all my guests, before we go live, we have this wonderful young man named Seth that answers the phones, but he does the sound check for our guests, and he makes sure that everything's fine. And the most 100% comment that I always get about Seth is this sexy, wonderful voice that he's got. He's got this gorgeous voice. And I talked to him before I went on air, and I said, Seth, I want to share you with my listeners. I want them to hear this voice. So Seth, if you're listening, can you pop on in here and say hello to everybody?
Hello to everybody.
Hi, Seth.
How you doing?
Hey, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Now listen to that voice, people. Listen to that voice. Do you know how many guests have said to me, oh, my God, what a great voice? How many of them have told you? I mean, do you hear that all the time, Seth?
I do get that. People say, oh, my God, you should be in radio or have a radio show. Like, I don't know. I'm a little stage shy. It's a little bit of stage fright. I'm the guy behind the scenes making sure everybody sounds good.
Well, you've got a radio voice, dude, so... if I leave you with one parting shot, that's, you got a fabulous voice. Everyone notices it, and it's gorgeous. And you always made all of my guests feel very welcome. And I used to get emails from people going, who's the guy that answers the phone? Okay, just telling you. You have some mojo going on there in that voice. Really, you do. And you are an absolute delight to contact every week and talk to, because nothing but good things. So sweet, so wonderful, so efficient. So I just want you to know I love you, Seth.
Oh, thank you, Allison. I love you, too.
Okay. I'm going to talk about Don now. So I don't know where the big kahuna is, okay? But you know what, people? 5 years ago, I actually did a radio show I was a guest on another person's show that was on BPS. It was actually a show about animal numerology. And I spoke to Don a couple days afterwards, and we came up with this idea of doing a show about numerology. And I don't even know how to express what BBS Radio is, first and foremost. And, you know, it takes a whole lot of courage. And, you know, Don's a front runner in this. He's been doing this longer than anyone. And it takes a whole lot of courage to build an empire of radio stations with the voice, giving people voices, you know, giving out opinions that maybe aren't mainstream, talking about subjects that, you know, other people don't want to talk about, or and the spiritual aspects of this show. It is, you know, everything about BBS is magical. And Don is the heart of BBS. And I can't say enough about my relationship with Don, his encouragement, his just... It's
wow.
really unconditional. It's unconditional love. And
wow.
I love you, Don. You know I love you.
I love you, too. You know, I get a little choked up about it because, you know, I'm going to miss you. I love you so dearly. You've been such an integral part of this whole journey of mine and for the network. It's going to be real, real tough not to have you with us. I mean, we love you, every one of us here at the station, and... Again, I get choked up. I'm going to miss you, girl.
I'm going to miss you, too. But you know what? You just, you're that light that just shines, and I know that you're going to attract to you like, and you're going to attract to you wonderful people. And it has been my absolute humble pleasure to be part of your network and to be part of your programming. And you have given me such an incredible gift, and I love you, and you know what? It's not goodbye. It's goodbye for now, because, you know, I just need some time, and you know what? I'll be knocking on your door when I'm ready to come back. I'll be knocking on your door.
I hope so.
Yeah, I will. So you know, BFFs forever, Don. I love you.
Thank you. You know, I hope you come back and stay with us. I know, you know, journey takes us in all directions, and sometimes you kind of allow those things. That's what it means to be spiritual, kind of going with the flow, following your heart. You do that,
sure.
and you do that so well, and we know that... Well, we know you know how we feel about you, and we love you so much. And when you want to come back and you want to do radio again, which you've been doing 5 years with us, amazes me. Because this was, again, like you say, it was off the cuff, and it turned into a permanent ordeal of joy. And you've added so much to my life. You've become a part of this network. Again, your soul has infused itself with ours and the network. And you're always going to be a part of the network. So when you do come back, we're going to be here for you. It's going to be home again. And we're going to love having you. And on your journey, I hope you spend a lot of time with the current hosts on our network, getting interviews by them, staying in touch with us. Your listeners love you dearly. You always have one of our largest audiences, always interactive. You pretty much are a made woman. You can go where you want, do what you want. You're an expert in your field. There's no other numerologist that I know of that's as good as you, has the intuitive feel to it as well as the mathematics behind it. You're going to do real well. I just hope you proceed and continue along this journey that you've started for yourself. And again, I hope you come back in the future. We will miss you until then. You just stay in touch constantly, I hope.
I will. And I'm just like, okay. Whoa, okay. So I'm like, oh, it's... you do such incredible work at BBS, Don, you have to know, and that's a wave that you send out, and it just goes out, and it just touches people, and just my little show, you know, you, if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't even be there, and so many people have written and said, oh my God, you've done so much, and so you have to know the wave, this huge wave of love, and knowledge, and enlightenment that you're sending out, and you know, I honor you for that. I'm in admiration of you for that, and so I know this sounds like a love fest to all of my listeners.
I love a good love fest.
I love a good love fest. So I'll be back. I'll be like gum on your shoe, man. You won't be able to get rid of me. You know, I'll be back. So
I just got to write this book,
and I just got to teach these classes, and I just got to I got to commit to it. And I've got to commit to it. So that's my way of disciplining myself, and that's my way of focusing. I'm a one thing at a time kind of a gal, so I'm going to focus on this. And once I get it done, it's like gum on your shoe, dude. I'll be back. So,
good.
I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you. And thank you for letting me share your final show, at least for now, with your audience and you.
Okay, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
I'm really honored. I appreciate that.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Thank
I love you.
You. I love you, too.
So well, there you go, listener. That's my BBS Love Fest. And there's all kinds of people behind the scenes at BBS. And I also want you to know that there's fantastic programming on BBS. Anything you can possibly think of, there's a radio show about it. And, you know, so often when I do readings with people, especially when they're living in places where, you know, maybe there's not a spiritual community built up around them, or maybe they want to listen, you know, and get some different, you know, people are kind of in certain places, they just kind of got closed minds. And if you're looking for like-minded people, BBS is the place to come. There's every kind of programming under the sun here. So, you know, even in my absence, I really do suggest that, you know, check out these other fabulous shows on BBS, all these wonderful hosts that are on BBS and the programming that they have, because you won't feel lonely. You won't feel isolated. You'll find your friends here on BBS. Just amazing, really amazing. And, you know, the listeners, like I say, you guys, you know, I hear, you know, the same people, they call in sometimes, and I know that that's just a compliment that you've been listening to more than one show. I know that I get emails and comments on Monday morning from people, and that just warms my heart that they got something from the show. We've done readings from the show, you know, right, left, and sideways, and it's just really nice to know that, you know, we've done some good. And I know that, you know, I invite you all to call into the show, and I know I hear a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. So who's calling, please?
This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. How are you, honey?
I'm the gum underneath your shoe, sweetheart. And you're right, he does have a sexy voice. Tell him I said so. I already told him, though.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
Yes,
I'm
he does.
You.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I am a newbie. I mean, I can't tell you from how many times I've called into shows and never got through. And from the first time I saw your program, I called in and got in. And every time I call you, I get through. It's like I'm meant to talk to you.
That's true.
I know. And I just get a big kick out of it. And I love you, honey. I think you've done wonderful for so many people.
Well,
and,
thank you, Jerry.
I hope I can be a shining example of you.
Well, you got to be a shining example of you.
Well, you taught me. How about that?
Well, just be you, and that's all you really need to be.
Okay.
So. You're fabulous. You're fabulous, though.
Oh, you are too, my dear. So, but I just wanted, I'm not going to stay long. I just wanted to tell you thank you. I love you, and you're not getting rid of me either.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, so, you know, Jerry, I got to tell you the truth, so many people were sending me, like, oh, my God, you're not going to stop reading, are you? What, are you stopping your work? What are you doing, huh? And I was like, no, just
well,
the radio
better than
show.
That.
No, I'm so passionate about numerology, and my head is so immersed in it. That
I don't think I
could ever walk away from it. It's just it's who I am. It's how I live and breathe. And
yes,
so I'm going to be doing numerology, people. You know, I still have my website and readings and workshops.
And I can't wait for your book to be published.
I know. I'm gonna sit my butt down and it needs to be written. So, well, you're taking the advanced classes. I need to put that into words. I need to put that into a book, and that's what I'm going to try to do.
You can. I told you, by the dragon. Listen, while you're talking on the phone or talking into our class, you should be talking into the dragon so it's printing out your words.
I should. I know. Well, I will work on that.
All right. I love you, honey.
All right. Thanks,
Jerry.
Thanks for
calling. Sunday, but next Sunday, okay?
All right. Take a week off.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You too.
And then back to class. All right. Thanks, honey.
All right. Bye, honey.
All right, bye. All right. So, thanks, Jerry. I also want to remind you guys about the archives. And there's tons of archives dating back to 2006, and you actually can have access to them. And so I really, especially if you're studying numerology or interested in numerology, there's some really great shows. I was going back and I was looking through them, and everything you can imagine about the numbers, whether the personal year numbers, haunted house numbers, the numbers of hurricanes and how repetitive numbers come with that, shows about the challenges, karma. We've had Ellen Dodge on the show numerous times. We've had Lois Martin on the show. So if you're interested in numerology and you have a passion for it and you would like to listen back to those shows, I'm really telling you, buy a ticket to the archives and check them out because there's a lot of great ones. Okay, so I got a caller, so I'm going to take my caller. Hey, who's calling?
Shannon.
Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I panicked because I put you on my calendar for to call you today, and I was like, what? What are you talking about, Fair Wear Show?
Oh,
you're leaving?
Yeah, she's leaving. This is going to be my last show. You were going to call me for reading?
I was just calling just to call, but I had checked Facebook first because you always put quotes on Facebook, and I was like, what is she talking about, Fair Wear Show? She's leaving?
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm a new caller also, so I've only talked to you probably like twice.
Ah.
And so I just got used to you.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry that you
okay.
Well, at least you enjoyed the show enough to listen more than once, so that's good.
Yes, that was awesome.
Well,
I heard the caller before, and you said you were still doing numerology, so I feel better.
Well, yeah. You can't take the numerologist out of me, but, you know, it's just a matter of focusing my energy where it needs to be focused right now, and you know, everything inside of me is just telling me that I need to focus on my classes and my book. And of course, I do numerology readings every week. So it's all about that right now. I've got to take some things off my plate in order to get the things done I need to get done. So I'll be back someday, as they say. But I've got some work to do. So I'm sorry that you're a new listener to the show, but how very cool. And I really do appreciate you calling into the show. Tonight,
oh,
so.
Not a problem at all. I just want to say good luck, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you because I'll be getting a full reading from you soon.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, be sure to just, you know, hey, just call me, okay? All right, well, thanks, honey, for calling into this show. I really appreciate
you.
It.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And, you know, it's really funny, too, because just recently I got quite a few emails from people saying, oh, man, I just discovered your show. I really think it's great. I really am enjoying it. And I thought, ooh, that's not good, because they're not going to be happy when they find out. But you know, I just want to refer you to the archives for numerology if you're fascinated with it. And sometimes, you know, I say things, and then I step back, and I realize what I just said, and I'm like, wow, that was brilliant. And I'm not being egotistical there. What I'm saying is a lot of what I say comes from a greater source. And I've noticed that a lot with the radio shows and a lot with the readings, that if you really can, this connection with numerology and then the divine, it all kind of blends. And I think you hear a lot of that in my teaching style. And so, again, if you're interested in numerology, make sure you check out those archives and, you know, especially the numerology shows. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Okay, so I'm going to take my next caller. So who's calling?
This is Anita.
Hi. How are you?
I'm terrific.
What can I do for you?
This is my first time calling you.
You've never called into the show. Oh, dear. Well,
yeah.
Welcome. Well, you know what
I'll
do for you? Would you like for me to do a real quick reading for you?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll work. Okay. So, listen, my dear, why don't you give me your date of birth, please?
It's February the 26th, 1978.
So let me see if I heard you right. I heard February 26, 1978. Is that right?
Uh-huh. That's
okay.
Right.
All righty then. Then let's just take a look-see. And what I'll do is I'll just tap into your date of birth, and I'll give you some information based upon the numerology, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So one of the things that you know, I want you to understand that the day that you're born, your birthday number, that's talking a little bit about having some ability with a business or management or efficiency or something along those lines.
Okay.
And you also have that in your life path number. So with you, I feel that you're kind of the person that can be somewhat driven. That you set goals, you work towards achieving them, or sometimes at the end of the day, maybe you're not that comfortable unless you've gotten some things done. But I do know that you have this, it really is business ability, management, authority, ability to make money. You have to set goals and work towards achieving them. You can leave a legacy of accomplishment behind. This technically could even be a rags-to-riches sort of a energy that you have going on here. But I'm okay. Also seeing that you've got some, maybe early on in life, and we're talking really when you were younger, your chart's telling me that you had maybe some issues with family or family relationships,
yeah.
And that could have created some difficulties. I do see you as being a healer. I think because of what you went through with your relationships and your family, I feel that you do try very hard to help people. I think that there's a lot of compassion in you. So I do see healer in you. I don't feel that you always have the confidence that you need. I think that you sometimes do not have confidence or self-worth, and that can prevent you from really using a lot of your talents and abilities. I also want to tell you that you have writer skills or communication skills as well. So I feel that's something that you might want to explore. Now, how old are you right now?
I'm 33.
33? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're in this from 29 to 37 really puts that six energy all around you, okay? So
okay.
I don't know if there's duty and responsibility to family, if you're taking care of others, if it has to do with children or being of service to others, but this is where this energy wants to be right now. And it'll probably create that in your life. This is a good time for marriages and children and taking care of others, but also be careful because sometimes it can bring in divorce as well. So, you know, it's like you got to kind of watch your relationship during this time.
Okay.
I know that this year for you is one that brings you a tremendous amount of change. So you're in a 5-year, so last year I feel you had a lot of restrictions or maybe there was a lot of hard work and not a lot of free time, and you're kind of wanting your freedom this year, maybe more willing to make changes in your life where things had not been making you happy. This is the type of energy that you could make a major move, like move where you live, a change in job.
Car, I would love to have another car. Change in
you
job.
Could have another, you could have another car. Change is what this year is all about for you. So you need to ask yourself, what do I need to change in my life? And the energy of this year is pretty much going to help you to accomplish that. And
okay.
when it comes to expansion as well, like learn things, try new things, meet new people, get out there. If you have a job, let them know your ideas. They're going to be very receptive to that. Communicate. That's what this year is about for you. I think that you should have had, and if you haven't already, hopefully a new beginning here, or maybe you meet somebody new, or there's a new opportunity in May. Have you had anything like that so far in May?
Well, not yet. No. I haven't met nobody new. I had met somebody the last 2 months new.
Well, look for a new opportunity. May isn't over, so look to see what new thing comes into your life in May. And I'm just going to take you all the way down to September, and I'm going to tell you that, you know, look for sudden unexpected events, especially in September. Now, are you single or married?
I'm single.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you that look in October because that might bring into you a relationship that's a little bit more committed. And next year is a really good next year would be a year for you where I could pretty much, you've got some pretty good energy for meeting someone that wants to settle down and get married. So mark my words for next year, okay?
But no more kids, right? I'm having more kids. Is he see that anywhere?
Well, if you're, you better be careful about having those children, okay? Because this year could be unexpected. Yeah. Yeah, you could be like, have a surprise. I'm pregnant next year, have a baby. So I'm telling you, sweetheart. Okay. Yeah, be real careful about that this year, okay?
Oh, I will. I definitely.
All right, honey. All right. Well, thank you.
All right.
For calling
thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Oh, that's funny. That's just too funny. All right. I'm still laughing. All right. All right. All right. So, you know, y'all, you're all welcome to call into this show. The lines are open. And, okay, we got another caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. It's Kim. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing all right. Just calling in, Allison. I had to put my cat down Saturday. I've had her for 12 years. She was 14.
Honey.
She was 2 when I got her.
Sure.
So I'm just kind of, I guess, wanting to know about her.
You wanting to know about her? Okay.
Yes.
Give me your date of birth, will you?
Yes, 4/26/67.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that I'm an animal communicator, okay? So
right.
I'm not 100% certain if I could tell you about your cat, although I'm feeling as though it was time. And I think that you have such a loving and caring heart that, you know, sometimes making that decision or, you know, is always difficult. For you, you know, I really feel that you will potentially feel, because do you, what I'm getting is like when you're sitting there, do you feel your cat? Do you know, like, if you were, like, really had that cat in front of you and you were petting that cat feels a certain way. It has a certain energy. And it makes you feel a certain way when you're around that cat, right? So what I'm asking you is since your cat has passed, have you felt that around you where you actually kind of feel the way you feel when your cat is around you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because your cat is still around you. And I really feel that I don't know as if your cat's going to go anywhere because this is your cat's home. And so when you feel that cat, when you feel that energy of what it feels like, is if you were to reach out or snuggle or pet or be around that cat, that's actually your cat being right there next to you. And I think that you're going to feel like almost sensing that the cat's gotten up on your bed or sensing that your cat is there. And I wouldn't even be surprised with you if you see little shadows or you kind of see the cat going around the corner, but you're not really sure and you go to check. So I'm almost feeling with you that you have and when I kind of look at your energy, I feel as though that you may actually see little flashes of your cat. I don't think your cat's gone anywhere. I think your cat is just in a different dimension. And I feel that you will feel your cat and know that your cat is with you. So really, honey, it's not gone anywhere.
Right, I have seen, like what you just said, flashes of her, so.
There you go. Well, there's the validation. And this is kind of a year for you that I just want you to know that you may be feeling melancholy. You may be feeling, like, really sad about this, but this is really a very spiritual year for you. And I feel that there's going to be dreams and signs about this cat because I feel that there's purpose to this cat passing at this time. And I think it has to do with your own soul development and also the development of your own psychic senses. So I feel that this is all tied together because this is a big year for you for learning those things and growing those things. So, you know, just sit there and maybe keep a little journal, a little notebook of how many times you feel your cat or these little signs or these flashes and know that this baby has gone nowhere because you're the mommy and this baby isn't going anywhere. This is where it belongs is with you. So I don't know if that makes you feel better, sweetheart, but that's what I would say on that subject, okay?
Yeah, it does because it was Saturday morning when I had to put her down and I guess, you know, a couple hours later, I actually saw her face in a cloud. So, I mean, I know she's okay and all, but I guess, I mean, it, you know, I just, I guess I wanted to hear that, you know, I mean, I know it was time to put her down, so.
Right. Well, that's why my message to you was that you could feel this cat and see this cat. I already know that. This cat is still there and doing all the things that it used to do when it was alive, okay? And I really feel that your cat is very, very grateful, because it takes a very brave thing to put an animal down and to make that decision.
That was my first time ever that I had to do something like that, put one of my pets down. Actually, she's the longest I ever had an animal, so. Yeah, but I felt...
It's hard,
I mean, I knew
honey.
It was time, but at the same time, I have peace about it because, I mean, I guess because I have seen her. You know, like you said, like she's still here.
She's still there. She's still here. She's still there, and you're going to know that. You're going to feel her pounce on the bed. You're going to feel her doing all the things she used to do. And what I just want you to do is when you feel... Think about what it felt like to hold her, to touch her, to be around her. And when you feel that coming over you, that's her being very, very close, even in your lap or whatever she used to do. She's, you know, I feel that that's the feeling that you get when you're with her. You did the right thing.
Right, she used to do all of that, what you're saying, so.
Well, then maybe I am an animal communicator. I just don't know it. I don't know, okay?
No, you're right on with everything, so. Everything you're saying about Kitty, she did, that's what she used to do. She was more like a big baby.
Aww.
She was my baby.
Well, she was your baby, and she's still there, Mama. That's why I hear Mama. That's you're the Mama. So there you go. So I'm kind
I mean,
of
so she knows that what I did was right for her. You know, the best for her, right?
She's thankful. She's grateful. She's thankful and she's grateful. I mean, she's thankful. She knew it was a hard thing, but you have to understand, people think that when animals cross over, we kind of liken it to, like, if we were to cross over, this is big traumatic deal. For animals, it's just like taking a breath. They don't care. They're, boom, okay, now I'm in the spiritual, and it's no big deal to them. And so, but she knew, she's more worried about how you're feeling than how she feels, because she's perfectly happy. She's more concerned that you have these little nagging worries or twinges of, maybe I could have done this or that. And she doesn't want you to question that. She just wants you to know she's immensely happy. It's no big deal to cross over for an animal. They're perfectly happy in the spiritual realm. And don't be surprised, you know, somewhere down the road you might find a cat that just kind of wanders into your life that looks a little bit like her or could look exactly like her, and she actually could come back to you. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, because I did say, Allison, after she passed, I would never own another cat. So,
well, I know
so
you
if
said
that. If that does happen, it would definitely
have to
be her and meant to be.
Right, exactly. And this won't be for quite a while, but if someone does wander back in and it just reminds you, her behavior and everything about her reminds you of her, I got a feeling she might be sneaking back in. So just let
me know.
So
like the last 2 weeks, Allison, I had noticed that it was hard for her to start walking and, you know, when she started, you know, going to the bathroom outside of her cat box. I just knew it was, you know what I mean? I know because I had her so long. I just knew that it was time, you know, to put her down because she was starting to have problems, you know, walking. It was almost like a robot, you know. She would have to kind of like get her legs together before she could actually like move them. And
honey,
I could just tell she was tired.
Honey, if I couldn't walk, if I was having problems, if I was in pain all the time, and nobody could fix it, I'd want somebody to put me down. Okay, unfortunately, you know, you would and I would, and so. As I said, I get gratitude and thankfulness and a tremendous amount of joy on her part. She's more worried about you struggling, going back and forth, maybe some nagging. What I could have done something different, and she's trying to reassure
you. Oh, no, I don't, though, because I knew this was the right thing.
You did the right thing. So she just wants you to know how joyful she is, okay? So just enjoy the little flashes, and when you sense her, she definitely is right there with you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, Allison. Nice talking to you, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, honey. You too. All right. All right. So now I'm just going to add animal communicator to my qualifications. It's really funny because I really kind of got, like, this cat. Okay. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, it's Gail calling.
Hi, Gail, my dear. How are you?
So, I'm just calling to say that I think you are absolutely wonderful. And even though I'm going to miss your show immensely, I will be in touch. And I wish you well, my dear, on all your future endeavors. I love you, girl.
I love you too, gal.
I'm just sad to see your last show. I'm just listening here and just wanted to wish you well. And I'm getting teary-eyed when you were getting teary-eyed.
Oh, honey. Well, I love you, honey.
I'm sensitive too, like you, and I cannot say enough wonderful things about you. I can't think enough adjectives to describe not only the readings, but the heartfelt, kind heart, this wonderful person that you are. In the reading that I have had with you, the last one, and it just, you are amazing human being, and you're so gifted. And I just wish you well in all your, like I say, all your future endeavors. And I hope you do, they say you're going to come back, and I'm glad about that. But I will definitely still be in touch with you because you're someone that's so special and so wonderful. And I will, never forget how you helped me and so many others on the show or in personal readings or whatever. And just, I don't want to take all the time up. I just wanted to wish you well and say, I love you. Your fans love you. We love you. We're going to miss you, but we're glad you're going to come back and just, do what you got to do. And then we'll be hearing from you soon on BBS.
That's right, honey. Thank you, honey. You're going to make me cry again, so I'm just going to say, gal, I love you, honey. Thank you so much for your kind words. I truly appreciate it. Thank you, baby.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you back. Okay, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. So, yeah. Somebody fan me right now. I'm just like getting a little tear. I have the greatest listeners. I really do. I really do. And you want to just scoop them all up and keep them all. And it's so hard because everybody lives in so many different places in the United States. And I just need to, I just wish they all lived in my neighborhood. That's all I got to say about that. Okay, so I do have another caller, so I don't know. I'm going to take my next caller. Hi, who's calling?
Oh, hi, Allison. This is Linda in Florida.
Hi, Linda in Florida. How are you, honey?
This got to be a first. I had to have the police at my house, and I was like hoping they would leave real quick. And I ran to the phone to call you. Allison, I'm really upset to see you going. You've like the last caller. You've done so much, and you've touched all our hearts with your wisdom and your talents. And I'm going to keep in touch. Also, we're all so grateful to you, Allison. We really are. You're so loved, and I do wish you were my next-door neighbor. We would be best of friends.
Yeah, everybody needs to move to my neighborhood, okay?
Allison, you should be floating right now, feeling all that love around you. But, Allison, I did have to call you. It was so funny. I'm serving on a board, and I resigned because of some corruption, and someone threw a dead rat in my front yard. And I freaked out, and I called the police. And, as soon as they left, I ran in the house. I go, oh, my God, it's 8:30. I've got to say goodbye to Allison. So, anyway.
Well, good luck with the dead rat,
honey. That's the first.
Linda, that shows
the priority that you have, Allison. So, but anyway, you may be coming back to BBS.
I have to take time off. I do. I don't know when I'll be back, but I sense that I will someday, and I will. I really got to do these two things, and it's driving me crazy that I doing a radio show takes a lot of time and takes a lot of energy, and I devote most of my Mondays and a whole lot of calls and emails throughout the week, and it was just about taking some things off my plate so that I can focus on writing the book that I need to write and also focus on my classes that I'm teaching. And once I get the book out of the way, then I'll be ready to open back up the space. And BBS is where I'll come because that's always going to be home to me. I just don't know when. And for now, it's not goodbye, but it's goodbye for now. And I'll still be doing my newsletter, certainly emails. Anybody can email me. And my website, of course, will always be up and running. I'll still be doing my work. It's just the radio show. That's just setting it off to the side for a little bit. Honey, I really appreciate you calling into this show. I really do.
Oh, Allison, thank you. And I do look forward to your newsletter every week, every month. So, Ellen, I wish you the best, and I will be keeping in touch with you. So,
okay.
Anyway,
and give
me a
call
for now, but we know you're going to return. Bye-bye,
right.
Allison.
Bye, honey. And I always, you know, telling my listeners, there's some awesome shows on BBS, awesome shows. So just give some of the other shows a little shot, and I think you're going to really enjoy them. There's really wonderful hosts and beautiful programming on BBS. Okay, I guess I got another caller, so I'm going to take my next caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Allison.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Good. What can I do for you?
Just calling to say thank you for all the reading that you have done and any, you know, wisdom for last time, you know, doing the reading on PBS at least.
So, all right. Well, do you want to give me your date of birth?
Yeah, June 26, 67.
Six. Did you say 26, 1967?
Yes.
So you said June 26, 1967. Okay, really quickly, mm-hmm. I'll take a look, see, and we'll see what little pearly words of wisdom I can drop on you before I go off the air. Okay, all right, I'm all for it. All right, so the interesting, we're getting a lot of people born on the 26th tonight, so that's kind of interesting. All right, so what I would tell you is I'm not going to tell you numbers. I'll tell you a one-life path. But what I'm going to tell you is this, dear heart, that you don't always have the confidence that you need. And maybe there's been some times in your life where you feel that you've struggled to stand on your own two feet or struggled with your independence or struggled to be who you are. And maybe there's been some things that have held you back or people, places, or things that have held you back. And on some level, I feel that you're a little bit afraid of your power. I feel on some level that maybe you back away from it sometimes. But a lot of this has to do with confidence, self-love, and self-worth. So the one thing that I would surround you with is for you to believe in you and for you to love you and for you to just, you know, get up in the morning and maybe say, I could do anything. I see you at some point, an entrepreneur, owning your own business. I feel that you've got very strong business skills. Now, and you're also very creative, out-of-the-box thinker. A very unique, very much an individual. But as I said, I think you struggle with your confidence levels. The one little tidbit that I will give you about this year for you is this. You're in the end of a 9-year cycle. And so you are at this place in your life where you're letting go of the things that you don't need anymore or that do not serve you anymore. And sometimes we do this voluntarily. We decide, okay, I don't want my job, or I don't like where I live, or this relationship is driving me nuts. But sometimes God in his infinite wisdom knows better than us, and so sometimes he actually takes something and makes it worse so that we'll let go of it. Sometimes we got to pry our hands off of something in order to let go of it. So sometimes the situation just keeps getting worse and worse until we're forced to let go. So what I'm trying to tell you is if anything is leaving your life this year, just bless it, send it on its way, let it go. Because you're getting ready to close some doors. And in order to open the new doors that are coming for you next year, the new opportunities, the new beginnings, the new starts, the new you, you've got to let go of some things this year. So it's kind of like a house cleaning of sorts in your life. And I would tell you, don't start anything new this year, but rather wait until at least October of this year, if not into January of next year, to begin anything new. This is the year to let go, finish up projects, complete things, get your life in order, keep what you want, get rid of what you don't. Even if you feng shui and clean out your closets, that's not that unusual in a 9-year. It can be an emotional year because letting go is not always easy. But I'm just going to tell you, remember, wherever I'm clearing the space for, I can bring in the new stuff next year. So it's kind of like if you had a living room full of furniture and you ordered new, you can't bring in the new until you get rid of the old. It's just like if you're in a bad relationship, you'll never find Prince Charming as long as you stay in that relationship. If you're in a job that's making you miserable, you're never going to give yourself an opportunity to find your dream job as long as you stay in that job. And so right now you're in this process of letting go to open up the new doors, okay? So that's my little pearly words of wisdom for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, thank you so much. So if I'm looking for a job right now, I should wait till October.
Well, you might get a job this year. You might, but I'm going to tell you if you do, it's temporary. It's not going to be permanent.
Okay,
your permanent job is probably coming in next year, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much, Allison. Thank you for all your help.
All right, you're welcome, honey. All right. All right.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, and, you know, the one thing that I also wanted to make sure that I thanked was, like, all the really wonderful guests that have been on our show. And I hear you, caller, and I'm going to be right with you. But I just want to mention, too, that going back to the archives, because you know, I kind of like to leave a legacy of some really great shows for you to all listen to. And we have had John Holland and Lisa Williams and Chip Coffey, James Von Prague. I can remember the night I interviewed Neil Donald Walsh. I was just dying. I was dying. I couldn't believe I had the opportunity for that interview. Some of the greatest mediums and psychics, like, you know, besides Lisa Williams and John Holland, I mean, Joseph Till, Michelle White Dove. We had fantastic Maria DeSimone, astrologer, Rita Berkowitz, Joanne Gerber, Chuck Bergman, Shelley Duffy, John Davis, a fabulous healer, Rhonda Holman, medium Mark Anthony, fabulous medium, Lawrence Joseph, Marianne Winkowski was on the show, Dory Malloy, Lisa Waiko, Andy Brewer, Deborah Tatel, Danielle McKinnon, I mean, Carol Tolan, I could go on and on. Even the guys from Ghost Adventures were on this show, okay? So there's, if you're looking, you know, and I always say to people, like, you know, you're looking for someone to do readings for you, or you're looking for someone, and you're thinking that you need a reading, or you need some insight, you need some guidance, okay? And you can really hear these people demonstrating their abilities in these interviews. So, you know, and wonderful, amazing people that have been on the show. And I've been blessed with wonderful conversations with these people. And the reason why I brought them on the show was trying to share with you the people that I knew that were out there in the spiritual arena who really were very gifted and did really great readings. And these are the people that if I had a referral list of who I would send you to, these would be the people. So, again, the archives. You know, if you've ever thinking about getting a reading from somebody, there you can pretty much get all the information from the archives and even listen back to the show and listen to them doing readings and hear the accuracy of these people. So, you know, check them out, okay? All right, so I'm going to take my next caller. So who's calling, please?
This is Marilyn from Doylestown.
Hi there, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What you been up to?
I'm really enjoying the show, and this is actually my first time, so I feel bad that it's your last time for now. But anyway, I have a question about something in general. I just got an email the other day and explaining that if for this year, if you add how old you are and your birth date,
sure,
for everybody, it'll come out to 111.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Could you, you know,
explain
elaborate
that
a little bit on that?
Okay. Well, let me explain this, okay? If you do the same thing for last year, it'll come out to 110. If you do the same thing for the year before that, it'll come out to 109. So it is, every year it happens. It's just this year there's more attachment to it because it is a 111, okay? And,
right.
I read an explanation of how it's possible or how this works, okay? I read the explanation, but I have to say that it gave me a headache. It actually gave me a headache. It was very complicated. So, but I do feel that there's very special significance to this 111, the fact that we're in an 11 year. So with all that being said, in next year, it'll come out to 1112 for us all, okay? So
okay.
It's just the way it is. Now, 11 is an open doorway to the spiritual realm. 11 is a very high vibrational year. This is a year of where the veil is thinning, where our intuitions, our guidance, our connection to our soul, our connection to the divine, this is so intensified in this particular year. And this is the year to tune in and listen to those messages. And what is the messages that you're getting? And follow your guidance. Follow your internal guidance system. And follow your joy. And this is a really important year. And that's what those 11s mean. And the doors are wide open to receive, and we are being awakened, but even more so, growing our souls. And this is the year to really tap into that. So that's what I have to say about. If I could say that I could put it into words and explain it, I tried to figure it out how this works, and honestly, I just, my head exploded. So I'll just explain what the 11 means, okay?
Okay, so just because of the fact that we are in the 11 year and people are like so focused on like, you know, 11 and
sure.
all
yeah.
that, that's why this is, because to tell you the truth, I never thought about going back and see if it worked backwards and forward.
It works backwards but, and yep. forwards. Yeah,
forward.
It works backwards and forwards.
And the other reason it was very significant for me is because my daughter, she's been seeing 111 and 11s
sure.
all the time now. Like that's
right.
her number that seems to be, you know, popping up all over the place.
Right.
So when I read this email about the 111, I thought, wow, that's really, you know, a cool tie
right.
into this.
Well,
so
I have a... Right. I have on my website, on the resource page, because the question about 11, 11, 11 and repetitive numbers is one of the most often questions that I get asked, I actually wrote an article about it to share so that you can go to my website, visiblebynumbers.com, and to the resource page and actually print it off. And
okay, good.
Based on what the repetitive number is, it actually will tell you what the message is. So it'd be a really nice thing to have on hand if you're seeing numbers other than 1111. But really, the 1111 is an activation code. It's a message to your soul. And it awakens you within. And it starts the growth. And it starts a process within you. And another thing with 1111 is sometimes it is a sign from your spirit guides or your angels or God himself. So think about when you see something that's repetitive, a repetitive number, whether it be 1111 or 222 or whatever it might be, think about what was I thinking about just before I saw that. And maybe that is the pat on the back, the reassurance, or maybe it's a sign for you based upon what your mind is consumed with at the time that you see the message. And so if you go to visiblebynumbers.com, the resource page, print off that article, that's pretty much self-explanatory. And give that to your daughter.
I will. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Allison, and good luck with everything you do. You deserve it.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So we've just got a couple minutes left on the show, and as I said, I'm not going anywhere as far as numerology goes. As a matter of fact, I'm just committing to it just a little bit more, and I'm committing to trying to write the book that's going to help to teach other numerologists how to be numerologists. And I am committing to my work and my readings, and I'm committing to, you know, trying to discipline myself. Like, Allison, get your butt in gear and get it done, girl. And it's not, you know, the BBS radio has been one of the greatest gifts in my life, and it's helped me to grow immensely. And not only that, but to really be able to connect with such beautiful, wonderful souls on a weekly basis, all the wonderful people that listen and call into the show, and hearing your stories and the validation for numerology. And it's just been, and also personal growth, having confidence, and developing myself as a personality, whatever that is. I'm telling you, you got to listen back to that first show. I was a complete and total dork, okay? So if you ever listen to that first show and you listen to this show, you're going to say, oh, my God, yeah, she did grow. And so it gave me this beautiful place to grow and to nurture and to blossom, and it gave me gifts that I don't think Don and BBS will ever realize, and the gift of my listeners. And I've always believed that you reap what you sow, and I've lived my life in that way. And I've always tried to sow love and to sow kindness. And through my promotion of all the different people on my shows, you know, if you promote somebody, somebody will promote you. If you help somebody, somebody will help you. If you spread love, somebody will love you. So I just believe in reaping what you sow, and that's really the focus of what I've tried to do with this show. And what I received back today in the loving, beautiful messages from all of you just made me realize that I'm reaping it back. And I feel your love. I feel your love. Everyone that took the time to comment on my Facebook pages, I'd stop counting the emails. Everybody that took the time to write, I felt your love. And so I just say to you, I'll be back. It's not goodbye. It's goodbye for now. And I wish all of you abundant blessings now, forever, and always. And just remember to be love. Just be love. And that's the best advice I can give you. So thank you so much, everyone. And you all have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.